Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today. And I would like to begin by sharing a passage out of the 10th chapter of Acts, and we're going to talk for a few moments about Jesus, the Anointed One. Actually, let me start with verse 37. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. This is verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Excuse me. While Peter was yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. And of course, this is when the Gentiles, Cornelius, had invited Peter to come, and they received the Holy Spirit just as the Jews. We see in verse 38 that Jesus, the Anointed One of God, was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. Jesus was the personification of divine compassion. He went about doing good, and that was wonderful in itself, but he didn't go around just doing good. Note, he healed all who were oppressed of the devil. How many today are oppressed of the day of the devil, even God's people? Some of you listening right now might feel a great amount of oppression from the evil one. And Jesus is shown here also as the mighty one, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. 1 John 3:8 says, and for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, or the reason why he appeared, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The devil oppresses with the burdens of darkness and sickness and doubt, hopeless despair, fear, anxiety, that feeling of helplessness. And his attacks are severe. He hates you, beloved, and his attacks can affect your mind, your heart, and he does everything he can to keep you and I from victory and to rob us of our future happiness and victories. But that's why Jesus came. Jesus, the Anointed One, was manifest. He appeared on the world scene 2,000 years ago to destroy the works of the devil. Let me read to you what the Amplified Translation of Isaiah 61:1-3 says. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes of those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year for his favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn in Zion and to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion to give them an ornament, a garland or diadem of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy burdened and failing spirit, that they be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Praise God. Beloved, I feel there are those of you listening that just really need the touch of the Lord, that are burdened with oppression. The devil has come against you so many ways, and yet God has promised that if we will praise him, if we will believe him, and if we will submit ourselves to God and resist the enemy, he will flee. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the power we have, the power that you have given us by the Spirit of God. And Father, as we are submitted to you, we resist the works of darkness, and it is written that he shall flee. And so, Satan, we take authority over you in Jesus' name, and we command in that mighty name above every name that you will loose your hold on God's beloved and set them free. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that regardless of what is going on around us in this world, that you are still our victorious King. Praise the name of the Lord. For my beloved, hear the word of the Lord. There is trouble and there is sorrow in the earth. There is distress of nations and peoples. There is hunger and trial. There is hatred and murder in the world. These and even greater sorrows shall be in the world. But my people, which are called by my name, shall enter into my rest. When others are crying in sorrow, I will be a comfort to my people. When hunger attacks nations and people wail in distress, I will supply food on the tables of my people, and they shall sing a song of praise and victory. When my people are in trouble, I will be their marvelous deliverance. Oh, beloved, my way is a sure way. I want you to receive the very best of my bountiful heavenly blessings. Trust me. Believe my word. Accept the promises contained in my written word. Look not to the past. All that happened yesterday and each day before that is behind you. Look now to the day at hand. Look to the present, for it is there where I meet you. And be of good cheer, for I would have you remember the sorrow of past defeats and failures no more. This will be a time of bountiful victories and blessings if you will exercise your faith and claim your portion. If I did not love you, if I did not want you to be blessed and comforted and strengthened, I would not have spoken this word to you, beloved, for I love you, and you are more precious to me than all the gold and silver in the earth, yea, even more than that. You do not realize how much I love you, but you will know more fully each day, and you will know that I am your all and in all. Hear my words, beloved. Don't say that you're not worthy. Don't say that you're alone and forsaken, for I am with you, lo, until the end of this age. I am preparing you to receive from my hands those things which shall make your joy full and your life enlarge, to receive and to hold the great things that I have purposed for you, says the Lord. Look to me, my beloved. Look with eyes that see beyond the natural realm. Hear with ears that hear my still small voice. Come, see, hear and taste of the goodness of the Lord. Mercy and blessing belong to me. I have showed mercy to you. I have comforted you. I have brought you to this day and to this hour. The Lord has looked on the hearts of his beloved and desires to bring forth good things to them. I desire to reveal my written word to your heart and mind in a depth and in a power and in a glory and in a revelation such as you have never known or thought possible. I, even I, the Lord your God, desires most fervently that you praise me and prepare yourself for a walk with me that will be a daily spiritual adventure. That's what I desire for you, beloved. Every day do I desire to open the beauty of my word and share with you the hidden mysteries of all that is available to my people. Even now, as you partake of these words that I speak, as you embrace them to your heart and mind, you will know that I am right there beside you. Even at this moment, you will know that I have called to you anew and afresh to open the storehouse of my blessings and give you, beloved, such a portion of faith that nothing will be impossible to you, as my word declares. Beloved, you're not called to a walk of defeat. Yea, you are called, you are being made ready to receive from your God that which is spoken of in my word. I have seen the hour of your battle. I have seen the burden that seemed to be rooted in iron and could not be moved. Lo, it is not so. All things are possible for me to do. Your need is my call. Come, talk to me. Talk to me when you are in need. Yea, do this, but also talk to me when all is going well, for I desire your fellowship. I desire to hear your words of praise. Don't listen to the thoughts of the deceiver that would tell you that your needs aren't important to me. He would like you to hold back. He would like you to hesitate to give your all to me. But fear not. All who come to me with a contrite heart and humble spirit will never be turned away. As you follow me with your whole heart, you will not be ashamed, for I will deal with you wondrously and marvelously, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of prophecy. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And Father, now I commit all of my spiritual family, my UCM partners, my radio family, Lord, into your care and keeping. I thank you, Lord, that you will fulfill your word that you've spoken over them, and Lord, that you will cause us to grow and be transformed from glory to glory. And to you, we offer all the praise. Beloved, until next time, this is Sister Glass saying I love you, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.